नमस्ते सति सर्वलोकाश्रयाय, नमस्ते चित्ते विश्वरूपात्मकाय, नमद्वैततत्त्वाय मुक्तिप्रदाय, नमो ब्रह्मणे व्यापिने निर्गुणाय। त्वमेकं शरण्यं, त्वमेकं वरेण्यं, त्वमेकं जगत्पालकं सप्रकाशकं, त्वमेकं जगत्कर्त्री पात्री प्रहोत्री, त्वमेकं परं निश्चलं निर्विकल्पं, भयानं भयं भीषणं भीषणानं, गतिः प्राणिनं पावनं पावनानं, महोच्चैपदानं नियन्त्री त्वमेकं, परेशं परं रक्षणं रक्षणानं। ब्रह्मनिर्वाणतन्त्र। सल्यूटेशन्स टु दी, द एक्सिस्टेन्स एब्सोल्यूट, द सपोर्ट ऑफ ऑल द वर्ल्ड्स। सल्यूटेशन्स टु दी, द इंटेलिजेंस एब्सोल्यूट, हू डस्ट appear as the universe. Salutations to thee, the one reality without a second, the giver of salvation. Salutations to thee, the Brahman, the all-pervading, the absolute. Thou art the only refuge, the only object of adoration, the one ruler of the universe, the being self-effulgent. Thou alone art the creator, preserver, and destroyer of the universe. Thou art the highest, the immovable, the absolute. The Lord, thou art the dread of even the dreadful, the terror of the terrible, the refuge of all beings, the purifier of all purifiers. Thou alone art the ruler or even the high-placed ones. Thou art the supreme over the supreme, the protector of the protectors. It is a beautiful prayer to the Supreme Reality, Brahman, the source of all creation, the source of all beings. According to Vedanta, we come from the source and we go back to the source. In between, this world, this creation. This creation is also sustained by the source, Brahman. Without Brahman, without that pure consciousness, nothing exists. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. When it shines, everything shines after it. Sometimes we think that why do we say all these prayers? This prayer reminds us our connection with God, our birthright, that we are divine. We came from God, we go back from God, as the world is the creation of God. Not only that, the Upanishad tells us, tat srishtva tvadevanu pravishat. He created and entered into it. So this, the Dvaitis believe this world is the body of God. So we live with God. We come from God, we live in God, we merge, or we must say die. Also that time we also merge into God. So it is a really tragedy of human beings that we do not feel it. Why? That is Maya, that we are going to discuss tonight. This Dvaita Prapancha, this dualistic creation, is the manifestation of the Maya Shakti, the power of Brahman. And we are all deluded by Maya. Our Atman is superimposed by this duality, five sheaths of the soul. This is the truth. We are G superimposed. We are superimposed. Now we are going to G superimposed. This Maya should go from our system so that we can realize our true self, that we are the Atman. That we are going to discuss tonight. So think about these things in this way, that our substratum is Brahman, God. We are divine. These impurities, desires and doubts are all in the mind. Transcend the mind and realize that you are divine. We are divine. How can we meditate on the divinity? Think that you are that self-luminous Atman. Just like a gem has its own luster, so this Atman has its own light. The Upanishad tells us, if you want to experience this Atman, you close your sense organs. That means stop your outgoing tendencies and try to visualize the self within. So think that within is the Atman and that is our true nature. Om. Sahanabhavatu, sahanaubhunaktu, sahabiryam karamavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastuma, vidveshavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding, may love and harmony be with us all. Om peace, 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 peace. Panchadoshi by Vidyarana Muni. Chapter 4, Dvaita Viveka. Discrimination of the duality. Duality. As Vedanta says, if you see two moons, or when you dive, you see two cars are coming toward you, that means there is something wrong in my eyes. Double vision. So when we see this world, variety, multiplicity, diversity, that means there is something wrong in our system. Well, there is nothing wrong. We love variety, multiplicity, diversity. That is true. This world is very real to us. This chair is real. This book is real. My body is real. But it is not absolutely real. What is absolutely real? The thing which exists eternally. Nothing in this world exists eternally. My body? No. It will not exist eternally. We know it. So this duality, we leave this world. We cannot deny it. My hunger, my thirst, my problem, they're all real. But it comes and goes. Headache, today headache, next day no headache. Well, show me what is wrong in duality. Jad dvaitam tad bhayam advaite bhayam nasti. Well, there is duality, there is fear. Fear. In non-duality, there is no fear. this chapter started. Who created this world? Ishwar, God. What is the proof? Upanishads, the scriptures, the revelations of the truth, of the seers of truth. They saw that God, through his magical power, created this dualistic world. It is all magic. It's Jagat Vishudrisham. These are all seen, not real. It is hard to believe. Drishyatvat, Vastutvat, Parichinnatvat, Jadatvat. This world is not real, so they gave various kinds of reasons. First, the thing which you see through the eyes are not real. The thing which is matter is not real. The thing which is limited, Parichinna, is not real. The thing which is, has a parts are not real. They gave many, many examples about the unreality of this world. But do you know why, Swami, are we talking about this unreality? Do you know why? If I can have conviction that this world is not real, that means my problems are not real. Today I have problem, next day I might not have any problem at all. Problems comes and goes. They're not real. The thing which is real, all is real. It always exists. That is your consciousness. That the Upanishad tells us. Verse 6. Idam agre sadeva asid bahutvaya tadaikshata. Tejo, ap, anna, anjajadini, sasarjeti cha samaga. Vidyarana Muni first quoted Rig Veda, which says that this world, from the quoted from the Upanishad, to convince us that God, through his maya power, created this world. Second, in Vaitiri Upanishad, it says, Atma was in the very beginning, so oikshata. Ikkhan. Ikkhan means, do you know what? Deliberation. I am one, I shall be many. And he became many. But we also think all the time, so many times, that I want this, my will does not work, but God's will work. Do you know why? Because our lives are not established in truth. God is the truth. Whatever he will think, that will happen. Saikshata. I am one, I shall be many. So he became many. You read in the Bible, in the very beginning, in the Genesis chapter, you will find God says, let there be water, there is water. Let there be light, there is light. Let there be earth, there is earth. So whatever comes from the lips of God, that thing happens. One day, Swami Vivekananda's disciple asked him, Swamiji, if I said let there be this, let there be that, it does not happen. Then Swamiji explained why it did not happen. If you are a knower of Brahman and if you are a man of truth, if I curse you, that will work. Whatever he will say, that will work. For the reason, you know, we are very careful about these holy people. Lord knows what he will say. It happens because they are the man of truth. Sri Ramakrishna, whatever he said, that happened. because he is inside, outside, only truth. Verse 6. The Chandogya Upanishad says that before creation, Brahman, or the Self alone, existed, and that his nature was pure existence. He desired to become manifold and created all things, including fire, water, food, and beings born of eggs, and so forth. Vaikshata, he saw, refers to the first stage of creation, which is made possible only through the pure consciousness objectifying itself. This objectifying is known as Maya. The question of why and when the objectification arose is inadmissible, for here is being explained the origin of the world, which includes time, space, and causality. Time owes its birth to this objectification, so the time is objectification cannot be asked. So also cause, which is a thing operating in time, linking one prior event with the subsequent one. Before creation of the world, there could be no other event to its cause. I read it, perhaps it is not understandable, whole thing. Let me tell you what he is talking about. Whatever you see in this world is nothing through space, time, and causation. Time. At 8 o'clock, we have a class here, 8 to 9. Time. When time stops, the world stops. Example, your mind. The yogis, chitta vritti nirodha, stops the mind. The moment you stop the mind, time stops. After when you open your eyes, you see, my goodness, I'm seated here 1 hour. I do not know. You transcend the time. That is our goal. Space. Body. This body idea. I have a body. You have a body. In deep meditation, when we transcend the time, the body, we transcend the body idea. Sometimes in deep after deep meditation, when come back and say, where I am completely unaware that I am seated in the shrine or in my bed or somewhere. I did not stay in this world. I transcended. Those who meditate deeply, they experience these things. They transcend time and space. Second, third, causality. Cause and effect. Every effect must have a cause and every cause must have an effect. You are happy. What is the cause? You did something good. You are unhappy, miserable. Why? Because you did something wrong. Cause and effect. Sometimes we see the effect, but we do not see the cause. I am sick. Why? I am thinking. What is the cause? I did something wrong, I ate something wrong that caused my stomach problem. So I found out the cause. And if I can find the cause, I can cure it. That is the reason those who regularly meditate, they can see their problems very quickly. The problems manifest in their minds very clearly. And they know the antidote, how to cure it, how to solve it. That is the reason we practice meditation regularly. We know our minds. How does it work? You know, sometimes you may think, Swami, this is scripture, these things you talk every week. You were talking about. When I joined the monastery, 5 years I only listened and studied. A great teacher taught us every morning half an hour, in the evening also another half an hour. Only listen. You attend the class regularly, within 3 months you will know you have learned so many new things you have never heard of. These Vedantic teachings enter very slowly without making me know that I am entering there. Hari, I am the Atman. Still, sometimes some truth will reveal inside your mind. Just only listen very carefully. From that creation came Tadvikshata. This Shantaka Upanishad mentioned the three basic things came. Teja, Jala, Prithi. Fire, water, and the earth. The three things. Taittiriya Upanishad says five things. Space, air, fire, water, and earth. These are the first ingredients of this universe. They came from consciousness. Taittiriya Upanishad tells us, from that consciousness, first evolution is the space. From space, air. From air, fire. From fire, water. From water, earth. From the earth, trees, plants, food, corn, wheat. And from that food, human beings. All these human beings you see, nothing but food. Your body, my body, all bodies are made out of food. Don't eat, you will die. Food. In the mother's womb, we are taking food from mother's body through umbilical cord. Food is developing the baby. Food. As soon as the baby comes out, mother gives milk, milk, milk to nourish this child. Food. Then we become big young man or young person. All came from food. Tribhitkaran, Punchikaran. Creation also, some are Jarayuja. Some beings, man, animals, they come from the womb of a female figure. Some are Andaja, eggs, birds, they come from eggs. Some are Udbhija, trees, plants. They have different way to grow from seed. Some from shedaja, from moisture, bed bugs, or some kinds of moth. They come from the moisture. These are the four kinds of beings. Some comes from sheda, from the moisture. Some come from the trees. Some come from the eggs, and some come from the wombs. We all came from the womb of our mothers. So the Upanishad says, thousands of years ago, they discuss all these things. Anjaja is pakshi and snakes and all those things. Jarayuja, Udbhija. We are talking about creation. Vispulinga jata banner jayante aksharatastatha vividas jana bhava iti atharvavarnika shrutihi. Munjuk Upanishad tells us that just the sparks emanate from a blazing fire, so from immutable Brahman arose different animate and inanimate things. These individual beings are like sparks from God, from Brahman. Sparks. It's a beautiful verse. I shall read to you from the Upanishad. Munjuk Upanishad. Tadita satyam yatha sudiptat pavakat vispulingaha sahasraja prabhavante sarupaha tata akshara divida shomma bhavaha prajante tatra chaivapi yanti. This is the truth. As from a blazing fire, sparks essentially akin to it fly forth by the thousand. So also, my good friend, do various beings come forth from the imperishable Brahman and unto him again return. He is the self-luminous and formless Purusha, uncreated and existing both within and without. He is Jivaja Prana, Jivaja Mind, pure and higher than the supreme imperishable. This Jiva, Jiva means the individual soul, you, myself, all these beings. These individual souls, Jivas, are the sparks of Brahman, spark. We understand the sparks. And when these sparks vanish, we are dead. Amazing, there's a spark, that connection. Suti mule tadvipako jati ayu bhoga. Yoga Sutra says, you determine at the time of death, jati, where you will be born, ayu, how long you will live. Bhoga, how much happiness and misery you will encounter in that particular life. It depends upon your previous life's karma. Man is the architect of his own fate. We are making our lives. If you want to make your life beautiful, spiritual, you will have to work. If you want to make your life miserable, that's also a hard job to make my life miserable. But we do. Some people, you know, take care of their bodies. They suffer from various kinds of diseases. It is all up to you. You know, this is another beautiful thing in Vedanta. This individual soul, Jivatma, has freedom to some extent. I can decide that what I want to do in my life. I want to be a doctor, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a monk. I can decide. I have freedom. You know? And then if we divert that energy to that direction, you will attain the goal, what you want to be. Another thing you try to understand, sopadhik, nirupadhik. This is all pervading consciousness. When it enters into my body, it becomes limited consciousness. Here is all pervading space. It is Missouri space, St. Louis space, Vedanta Society space, chapel space, library space, kitchen space. But break all about everything, it is nothing but a space. Samanda Visha, they gave a very good example. Fire has really, fire has no shape. But here is a piece of wood. If fire gets that to the wood, it takes that wood shape. In the burner shape. In a pot shape. Meaning whatever you want to burn, the fire takes that shape. So, in the human body also like that. You took this consciousness, I took that consciousness, everybody is taking the consciousness. General consciousness is general. When it enters into your body, my body, it becomes particular. That is called Samanya Vishesha. You have a big jar. I have a medium-sized jar. And you have a small jar. You put water in your jar, I put water in my jar, and another person water in his jar. Same water, but the difference of jars. Water is the same. So human beings, you have tremendous power, I have less power. But power is in all, the consciousness is in all of us. You know, when Sri Ramakrishna went to see Vidyasagar sir, I believe all human beings are the same. No, all human beings are not the same. Do you have two horns that I have come to see you? Sri Ramakrishna told that Vidyasagar. You are Vidyasagar, you are the ocean of learning. You are Karunasagar, you are ocean of compassion, mercy. You help so many people. That is the reason I have come to see you. All people are not like you. All people are not like me. Each individual being is different. You know, this is the way we try to understand that we have tremendous freedom because we are the Atman. It is ever pure, ever perfect, ever free. But we think that I am an American, I am an Indian, I am weak, I am a sinner, I am virtuous. All these things we are, the words we are limiting ourselves. That Vedanta wants to teach us that really you are the Atman infinite, pure and perfect. Remove all these small things from your mind. All limitations should go. The Govan Upanishad says, Agni Rijata Bhuvanam Pravishta Rupa Rupa Pati Rupa Bhuvava Ekastata Sarva Bhutantaratma Rupam Rupam Prati Rupa Bahishya. These mantras are so beautiful. From Katha Upanishad. As fire enters into the world and takes shape according to the objects. As fire enters to the world and shape according to the objects, so same Atman enters into each different human beings and takes according to the shape and object. You are a farmer, I am a farmer. We want to bring water from the canal to our field. Your plot is quadrangular, mine triangular. Another octangular. So water enters in your field, my field, your field, other person's field, and water is taking that shape. It depends upon what kind of field you are. Well, Swami, what is the thing about you? What is the point of this discussion? Discussion is this consciousness is manifesting in human beings in a different degree. In some human beings, big manifestation, some small beings, small manifestation. But same consciousness dwells in all human beings. That we will have to understand. Jagat abhyakritam purvam asid vyakriyata adhura. Drishabhyam, Namarupabhyam, Virajviti Shuti Spuchi, Virat Unurnaro, Virat Manurnaro Gaba, Karavaswa Aja Abaya Stata, Pipili Kabodhi Dvandamiti, Majasaneyana. It is also said that before this manifestation, the whole world existed in Brahman in a potential form, then assuming name and form, it came into being as Virat. From Virat came into being the ancient lawgivers, human beings, cattle, asses, horses, goats, and so on, both male and female, down to the ants. Thus says the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Very interesting. I shall read to you from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in the beginning of that Upanishad this theory of creation was discussed. Very interesting. In the beginning, this universe was the self, Virat, alone, in the shape of a person. That pure consciousness, Brahman, took a cosmic form. He reflected this and saw nothing else but his self. At that time, there is no second things. Only I alone exist. He first said, I am he. Therefore, he came to be known by the name I, Aham, Aham. This, you try to understand this whole mystery of human life. Aham, Aham, I. Do you know what that means? It means that you are limiting the infinite. I am an individual being, I. But this I is the tiny I. But this section, in the later on, this says, do you know what will be the mantra? Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. That I becomes Brahman. All limitations go. That is our goal. So the Upanishad started, Aham. You are miserable because you have limited yourself. You are thinking, I am bound in this body, mind, organism. Hence, even now, when a person is addressed, he first says, it is I, on the phone, he says, it is I, it is Chaitanya speaking, you know. That means, I am limiting the infinite when connecting with this body, Chaitanya. And then says whatever other name he may have, and because he, prior to Purva, the whole group of aspirants burnt Aushat or evils. Therefore he is called Purusha. He who knows this verily burns up him with wishes to Viraj in advance to him. You say, my father, my mother, my wife, my husband, my children, my. The more you expand, the more you think, my countrymen, my beloved human beings. You transcend the limitations. All the great Mahapurushas, the great souls, they think whole universe is people, all people in this universe are my relatives. Not only my small family, I'm not limiting myself with my small family. I expand myself with all humanity. That is the goal of Vedanta philosophy. Break all limitations. He was afraid. Therefore, people are afraid when alone. He thought, since there is nothing else but myself, what am I afraid of? Thereupon, his fears were gone, for what was there to fear? Assuredly, it is from a second entity that fear arises. That I told you in the very beginning. If you have non-dual knowledge, you have no fear. Na viviti kodachana, na viviti kutoshana. The Upanishad tells us, he's never afraid from anybody. Na vibhiti kodachana. He's never, not any time he's afraid of anything. Because he knows I am the Atman, birthless, deathless, immortal. I am the infinite. He does not have any fear. So in the beginning, when he was alone, he was afraid. Then he said, I am one without a second. Why should I be afraid? Then fear left. He was not at all, then what happened? He was not at all happy. Thereupon a person, even today, is not happy when alone. He desired a mate. He became the size of a man and wife in close embrace. He divided his body into two. From that division arose husband, poti, and wife, potni. Therefore, as Jagavalka says, the body before one accepts a wife is one half of oneself, like the half of the split pea. Therefore, this space is indeed filled by the wife. He was united with her. From that union, human beings are born. You know, beautiful example that how in the Upanishadic time, how this Virat, this crows, this god has become male and the female. The Hindus have another beautiful concept, Ardha Narishvara. You perhaps have seen some portrays, Shivas, half Shiva and half Parvati. Half male, half female, in the same body. That is called Ardha Narishvara. So, male, female. She reflected, how can we unite with me after having produced me from himself? Then Shatarupa, that is the name of that Brahma's counterpart, and then the whole creation came, male, female. He realized, indeed, I am the creation, not for a produced all this. Therefore, he became the creation. He who knows thus this become a creature in the creation of Virat. Now all this universe was then undifferentiated. It becomes differentiated by name and form. It was known by such and such a name and such a form. Thus to this day, this universe is different by name and form. So it is said, he has such a name and such a form. If this is, I always tell in the Vedanta classes, I showed my five fingers. Sat, Chit, Ananda, that is Brahman, that is God. Existence, consciousness, bliss, that is God. Nama, Rupa, name and form, that is Maya. Chitananda has a name and has a form. It was born one day, it will die one day. Everything has a beginning and has an end in this creation. Nam, Rupa. It evolves and dissolves, evolves and dissolves. Janma, mrityu, birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. That is the truth. But Swami, we like to be born, what is wrong? Well, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jachare shayanam, iyo sangsare khalu dustare kripaha pare pai murare. Shankara says in the Chatpacha Panjarika Sotram, again born, again die, again birth, again death, again birth, again death, unending. There is no end. Suffering, misery, a little happiness, again suffering, misery, again happiness. Compared to you count your whole life, how many days you are happy and how many days you are unhappy. Record it in the diary. How many days I am happy in my life and how many days I am miserable. Is there anybody that's all the time happy? No. Have you seen anybody is all the time miserable? No. That is called life. That is called this dualistic world. But if you have this non-dualistic experience, Brahman, na priya priya sprishataha, that line I repeat again and again. Priyo, apriyo, good and bad, good and evil, happiness and misery cannot touch me. I am the Atman. Beyond the duality, beyond the pair of opposites, that is our goal. That we want to learn from Vedanta. How happiness and misery will not be able to touch me. But do you know what? When our happiness, we are very elated. When our miserable, we are depressed. Hey, one lady used to come here. She used to tell me, Swami, my mind fluctuates every day. I have some stocks. The moment I open the computer, if my stocks are up, I am up. stocks are down, I am down. Swami, I cannot help it. I cannot help it. That is my life. Money, her life is connected with money. Money is God. Do you know what? This line I really like. Tadetat putrat priyam, priyo putra. What is the Sanskrit word? Not coming. The self alone, sorry, the self is dearer than a son, dearer than wealth, dearer than everything else, because it is innermost. The self alone is to be meditated, for in it all these become unified. On all this, the self alone should be known, for one knows all this through it, just as one may find an animal which is lost through its footprints. He who thus knows the self obtains fame and association with our dear ones. You know, we love our children. Putrat priyo. But Atman is dearer than the children. Most people love themselves. Atmanam satatatraket darirupi dhanirupi. Protect yourself at the cost of your wealth and everything else. Self is dearer than a son, dearer than wealth, dearer than everything else, because each is innermost. That is my true nature. One should meditate upon the self alone as dear. He who meditates upon the self alone as dear, then what he holds dear will not perish. He will attain immortality. That is our goal. Nobody wants to die. Purusha Brahman from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So what we learned from tonight, this dualistic world was created by God. He created us also. He entered inside us and we are all sparks of God, Brahman. This is called Ishva Srishta Doito. This duality was created by God. Next class, Jiva Srishta Doito. We individual beings also creating our worlds. That we shall discuss in our next class. Ishva Srishta Doito, this duality, dualistic world, which we see, which we perceive, where we live, is created by God. And each individual being also, we are creating our own world. You have your world, I have my world. I live in my world, you live in your world. You create so many things in your home, I also create so many things in my home. Each individual being is creating his world and lives in his world. The husband lives in his world, the wife lives in her world. The children live in their world because each person comes with their own karma. It is amazing to understand these things. Everybody comes with his or her own karma and creates his or her own world. I want to be a musician, so I create the music world. I want to be a monk, so I make my monastic world. I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an engineer. They are making their world, or a doctor, they're making their world accordingly. This jiva srishta dvaita, which is really a phenomenon. Then we shall discuss jiva, of course. What is it? That we have not discussed today. Who is this individual being? This jiva. This kuchastha chaitanya. Let me give an example for you to think about it. Here is a jar, empty. What is inside the jar? Space. Then I fill the jar with water. What is in the jar? Water. But this jar and the water, outside, inside, is a space. Spaces outside, inside of the jar, or put the jar into the ocean. It's inside water, outside water, but jar is there. The jar shape is there. That is individual being. We shall discuss how these three consciousnesses coincide. Pramatya Chaitanya, Prameya Chaitanya, or Praman Chaitanya. How these three consciousness coincide and makes the jiva, individual soul. You know, very interesting, this Vedanta philosophy. Individual soul. That how 17 limbs constitute the subtle body, the individual soul. That we shall discuss in our next class. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrittur ma amritam gamaya, abhiravir ma yedi, rudrajate dakshinamukham, tenamam pahi nityam, om shanti shanti shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be to all.